This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia. It's 11 a.m. in the Central Time Zone. I'm not going to waste any time here. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley live from New Orleans. Really, really excited to get Ricky Williams on the program. University of Texas has an incredible football history.
Yes.
But there's few people that have a resume like yours, man. The Heisman, two-time unanimous All-American, Doak Walker, like all of the things. Thank you for joining us. How you doing?
I'm great. Great. Good to be here.
B just asked you, what's it like being back in New Orleans?
A lot of memories. You know, in his memories from when I was 22, 23, and 24.
Those are fuzzy memories.
Exactly. Exactly. Half of them are fuzzy. Half of them I wish were a little more fuzzy. But I grew up. I mean, as a football player, I grew up here.
Yeah.
I bet. I mean, I remember when Dick had traded for you. I remember the cover of that ESPN, the mat. Like, you were like this larger than life person, and then you get Dicka, and then you end up here, and your NFL career was a journey, right? And that's what you're doing now, healing, helping people heal. Do you feel like you got a fair shake in the pros?
I do. Because if I'm saying that my purpose was to be a Hall of Famer, I failed. But if my purpose was to use what I did as a football player as a platform to help people, then I'm right on track. You know, because I had this moment early in my career where I started doing the math and I said, okay, if they keep giving me the ball, if they keep giving me the ball this much, my quality of life after football is probably not going to be very good.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of went in panic mode and I was like, well, I better go see the world and do stuff before it's too late, before I can't do it anymore. But the deeper message to myself was that life is more than just football. Football, I love football. And this project that I'm working on, Healing from the Gridiron, I named it Healing from the Gridiron because I think there's a lot people can learn about healing from football. Because we don't talk about it, but in order to be on the field, especially as a running back, you have to be able to recover.
Yeah,
you
sure,
got to
yeah.
be able to deal with all the impact, shake it off, and get back and do it again. And I think, and that was the thought in that moment of thinking about quality of life, is if I got to find a way to take all this as much as I can, all this trauma off my body, so I can still have a high quality of life afterwards.
Hey, that's what somebody said that to us yesterday. He said, "Man, I could probably still play. I just can't recover."
Yeah,
it's like being able to put your body through something and get well enough to do it again, over and over again.
Yeah.
Do you anything you look back on and say, "I wish I knew then what I know now"?
I mean, everything that I'm doing in this program, that's really what it's about. And my goal is, we're starting with retired players, but my goal is for current players to see what we're doing and realize if they start doing that now while they're playing, it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. So I put together this week long program where the guys come and they get body work 4 hours a day for 7 days.
Wow.
And but before the 2009 season, I went through the same program a week before the season started. And that year, as a backup, I ran for 1,000 yards. I was a Pro Bowl alternate at age 32. And so it proved to me that there is.
Not just 1,000 yards, 1,121.
Yeah, thank you.
Yo, with 11 touchdowns, yeah, I might add.
I'll take it, right? And I was the team MVP that year. But the biggest difference for me was I took care of my body. And so I really wanted to get the message out that if you take care of your body, it'll take care of you.
Like James Harrison he is well known that he puts $500,000 a year taking care of him. And I heard people go, man, that makes no sense. I'm like, in all other jobs, you have a tool. In football, your tool is you.
Body.
So why not do it?
It's real. I mean, again, I come back to this idea of a quality of life. I talk to my teammates, you know, they lose use of their left arm, you know, once
it's
a week,
yeah.
You know. But as football, as Warriors, we don't even really think about it. But for me, I have a 3-year-old. And when he wants to go out and throw the ball around and do stuff, I feel like I have to be there for them. And even business stuff, right? To me, I always thought, like, athletes, in order to play at a high level, you have to be intelligent. You got to deal with adversity. You got to figure stuff out. There's so much potential. But I think a lot of it gets locked up in our bodies, in our minds, from everything we do in football. And so part of healing from the gridiron is really what's getting guys to think of what's next.
Totally. It's healingfromthegridiron.com if you want to check it out. The series offers an unprecedented look at prominent football players' physical, mental, and emotional recovery as they undergo intensive, you know, multi-day treatments like Ricky's talking about. Dude, 01, 02, 03, you had at least 300 carries every year. You led the NFL in carries in 02 and 03. You ran the ball almost 800 times in those two seasons. No wonder you felt beat up.
I was beat up. I couldn't lift my arms over my head. And again, I did the math. I said, I got to do something. And then that year off, I found yoga. I found ways to take better care of my body. I came back and I played another 8 years.
Right.
Eight years.
So I'll tell you who it is in the break. I don't want to publicly say it. I had a conversation years back with a really prominent, probably future Hall of Fame player. The NFL policy, and it's changed now, and maybe you were a real catalyst for that change.
Yeah.
But and honestly, it was a cultural, societal thing.
Yeah.
Where our country's giving everybody opioids and putting people in prison for weed. Like, what sense does that make?
But that was the problem, right? It made such little sense. Nobody really wanted to talk about it or point it out. But now it's everywhere, and I'm glad people are talking about it.
I think you look at it like, you look at some of the side effects of some of these opioids, they're way worse than with the stuff you see with anything else.
Dude, unbelievably different. It's crazy, man. How much football are you watching now?
I watch a little bit more college football than I do NFL, but anytime a game is on, I'm a connoisseur. I'm like, he missed the down block. He's got to get up to the linebacker.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Saquon's year?
Oh, man.
That's what I wanted to ask.
You know, I said it last year and the year before. I said, you know, in the conversations about the running back market, and Christian McCaffrey's a good example, it's really hard for running backs to stay healthy consistently. But you got to take care of star players. And Saquon has so much talent. He's always had so much talent. If he can stay healthy, he's going to put up crazy numbers, and he did it this year.
And we did.
Yeah.
It helps when you got that offensive line Philly's got, too.
Helps when you have an offensive line. Helps when you have a quarterback. But part of the offensive line is the coaching staff. And
sure.
I think the biggest issue with teams not being able to run the ball well is they don't commit to it. You know, when I see a coach that says we're going to commit to the run, it's football, right? And I don't care what you say. You can throw the ball and score all the points you want. But if someone's hitting you in the mouth for three quarters, people are going to lay down.
There you go.
Totally, man.
It happens all the time.
It's – do you feel like – between the success of Saquon and Derrick Henry in the free agency market, and honestly, I feel like just watching football, you can look at the stats and they'll tell you that numbers have changed a little bit. Do you feel like the run game's coming back?
It's coming back from where it was a couple years ago, but I don't think it's ever coming. I don't think it's ever coming back. You know?
Just passing league?
Well, it's a passing league, and I think younger players, you know, are moving more to other positions.
Because 707 camps
exactly.
everywhere.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what we talk about.
They don't
about
have running back camps everywhere.
And so, running backs get beat up. I think kids, you know, it's still the most fun position. No doubt about that. But I don't think it's going to come back because you're going to have great running backs, but the star players, again, you have to have an offensive line. You have to have a coach to commit. And I just don't see a lot of coaches doing it.
Do you have, like, a favorite moment from your career?
I have a couple. Because I had kind of multiple careers.
Sure. I mean, dude, even your time at Texas was so iconic.
Yeah.
You know, even before you got to the pros.
Yeah. So I'd say in the NFL, as a Saint here, when I came to New Orleans, Saints had never won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. My second year here, had a wonderful defense, had a good running game. We beat the Rams in the playoffs. First playoff victory ever. A magical
That's
moment.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the Saints have been around at that point 40 years or something, right?
About like, 40 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I grew up in Louisiana, I know.
Yeah. and then I got traded to Miami in that for just that first year. I think the key moment, we went to Buffalo. I had 230, something like that. Next week I had 216 against the Bears, so back-to-back. 200-yard games in the NFL, it kind of felt like, okay, I can do it here and then end up leading the NFL in rushing that
year. Went for 1,800 that year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
pretty good.
That was fun. That was fun. And then my last memory was, I mentioned 2009. Had 1,121.
1,121, yes, sir.
And 11 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was fun to go through all the ups and downs and to come back and put another 1,000-yard season on the books.
When you look back on it and you look at those, can you distinctly feel the difference from when you were just doing it and then when you figured out all the things that you're doing now?
It's a big difference. That's a wonderful question. I felt like before it was almost like the Incredible Hulk. You know, like I had to get myself worked up and get myself into that mode. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I could do it and sometimes I couldn't. And after I learned everything, I could do it more consistency. And it wasn't like raw Hulk. It was more like that's maturity. It's really like knowing the game and knowing what I have to do and developing confidence. And it allowed me to be more consistent and take better care of my body.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Ricky Williams here on Media Row. If you want to check out what Ricky's up to now, healingfromthegridiron.com. Join the movement. Experience Ricky's journey over the last 20 years. It's the story, honestly, so many people are fascinated by. And I keep going back to Texas. I wanted to go to University of Texas. We're probably about the same age. And I remember when I came down there to visit,
You play running back at Texas?
No. I probably just would have drank on 6th Street. But but I remember they were selling a T-shirt, the famous tower with 34 on the T-shirt.
Yeah.
It was just so damn cool, man. I don't know that I still have it. I don't know that I would still fit in it, but I definitely owned that T-shirt once upon a time.
That was a moment. They had two. They had one with the Heisman Trophy and the dreads on it, and then they had – and when I won the Heisman, they did put the 34 in the tower.
That was pretty sweet,
which was pretty sweet. I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
All right. So watching football this year, watching the Commanders, and I couldn't help but have flashbacks to RG3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious if it was just me or, like, especially when they started going deep in the playoffs, it was like, don't get hurt.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I felt like I had flashbacks.
Well, the whole city did that early on. But as the year went on, I think he began to take care of himself better.
Yeah.
Early on, he wouldn't slide. He would, like, roll.
Yeah.
People didn't like it. Got hit a couple times. But as the season went on, he started to slide and all. But they're a lot different that – He'll sit in that pocket and let it fly.
Yeah.
Robert was ready to run as soon as he dropped back.
Yeah.
That's the biggest difference for me. And I never played the game at all on your guys' level, right? For Robert's that rookie season, gimmick is an unfair word. I wish I could think of a better word off the top of my head. But they came up with an offense that the league really hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Jaden's a pocket passer.
Yeah.
He can beat you with his legs, but he wins from the pocket. And I think traditionally over the course of time in the NFL, that's how you win.
Yeah.
And that's why I viewed it differently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
From the beginning, you recognize it.
It was so there were multiple moments, right? They did joint practices in Miami in August.
Yeah.
And it was hot as hell. And he shredded the Dolphins. And after the practices, you know, media guys are going to talk to everybody. The Dolphins players were like, oh, my God, who is that dude? They were blown away by this rookie quarterback. And then for me, it was week three. I don't know if you watched the game. Monday Night Football in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
When he beat Burrow and he hit that long TD pass to Terry McLaurin.
Hit in the face.
Yeah.
Getting rocked. And that was like, okay, this dude's different.
Yeah.
The legs obviously are a huge part of it too.
Yeah.
But what do you think the ceiling is for a player like Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, I don't want to be negative, but if he stays healthy, it's sky's the limit, right? Because for a young mobile quarterback to understand the value of staying in the pocket, that's priceless.
Yeah,
it's priceless.
The thing I see in him, you know, you're around the league where you see a guy and you like, they're still lost, they're searching.
Yeah.
And they'll get it by year 5, 6.
Yeah.
He walked in there with the mindset that the 5th, 6th year guy has.
Yeah.
Because his whole thing is about, like, they always ask him, do he get nervous? He say, I'm prepared. I'm not nervous. I've already been through it and I know what I have to deal with. And I don't know many young guys that watch as much film as he does.
Yeah.
I know I didn't watch no film when I was young.
I didn't either.
I'm just getting on the field.
Yeah.
You know?
He's but a Southern California guy,
he's
too.
He's into it.
You know him at all?
I got a chance to meet him at the Heisman ceremony. I got a chance to spend some time with him. It's funny. His dad played against me at Ohio, when he was at Iowa State.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was trading stories with his dad about trying to tackle me.
That's funny, man. We'd be crazy not to ask you about the game this weekend, Eagles-Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you think it's going to go.
So, I'm a Chiefs fan. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Eagles got too much.
They're loaded.
I think the Eagles got them.
They better blow them out.
Yeah.
Because if Pat closed late.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you at on the – if Pat wins this weekend, the Mahomes-Brady discussion?
Brady has 7.
Yep.
Never got four in seven years, though.
But seven is more of longevity,
sure.
You know? And you know, hand grenades and horseshoes. You know, the Patriots were really close that undefeated year. You know, they ran into the Giants a couple times. But Tom's got 7. And I think Mahomes can get there. Because he has Andy Reid, but he's still got to do it.
You're a worldly person. Everybody should check out Ricky Williams' work at Healing from
TV
the Gridiron.
Well.
HealingFromTheGridiron.com. This is a non-football question. What's your favorite city in the world?
In the world?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not where you play, none of that. Just
what a question.
Where would you like to go?
Hmm.
probably already been.
Sure.
I'd like to go to sub-Saharan Africa. I'd like to go to South Africa, Johannesburg. That's where I'd like to go. I haven't been. Favorite city I've been to, it's a town. There's a town on the east coast of Australia called Byron Bay. It's special. You know, it's kind of had a hippie vibe. It's right on the water. You can see whales and sharks. It's cool. And it was special for me because when I retired in 2004, that's where I ended up. And it just was a magic moment for me.
So when that happened, did you file your paperwork and everything? Like, were you done and then came back? Or did you kind of leave the door open then?
Well, I ran into my old agent, Lee Steinberg, today. He was begging me to leave a crack in the door, don't burn any bridges. But my attitude at the time was, I wasn't sure I was coming back to America.
Let alone football.
Exactly. But it's a funny story if you guys have a minute. So
we got all the time in the world.
Yeah, so I was in Australia, and I met this – it's a crazy story. I met this guy who lived in a swamp, literally. He just pitched a tent in the middle of a swamp. And he's like a mentor figure, like taught me about all the plants and stuff. And he had been to India, and I'd always wanted to go to India. So he's like, I'll take you to India. So I was like, okay. So we got on a plane, and we were flying to India. We stopped in Bangkok for a little bit. And we stopped in Bangkok for like 2 days. And I was at my hostel, and it was like Tuesday morning. And this little guy put on the television in this little hostel in Bangkok, and an NFL game was on. And so I took it as a sign. And I called my wife. I said, give me the next flight back to the U.S. And I came back. Because, again, if I had gone to India, I would not be here right now. I would have been gone.
Uh-huh.
But something about that, the perfect timing of an NFL football game. It was Monday night game, the Raiders against the Bucks.
That's wild, dude.
That's crazy.
I'm a big believer.
You never know when it's coming.
Like, never know.
The universe knows what it's doing. And we all go through it and get put in places, and things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating. Forgive me for not knowing this. When you were in Miami, was Saban your coach?
For a year. I was there for a year.
How'd that go?
I love Saban. I only had him for a year, but by far my favorite coach.
Really?
By far. Yeah.
What's he like?
What I liked about him is some coaches, they tell you what you want to hear. Some coaches are just jerks.
Right.
Nick was honest.
Yeah.
Right? You were brutally honest. You always knew what the expectation was, and you always knew where you stood. And to me, that makes playing easy.
Honesty is what
we all
want,
man.
I'm
totally with that.
It's been fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for making
Appreciate
time for us.
Yeah,
seriously, man.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Everybody check out healingfromthegridiron.com. Ricky Williams is – you can't tell the story of football without Ricky Williams.
Ah, thank you. At least there in this go. Couple – decades.
I'd say ever. I mean, dude, your resume from Texas is unparalleled, honestly. And that ESPN, the magazine cover is iconic.
The wedding dress.
Yeah.
The wedding dress. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Ricky.
You guys really appreciate it, Rick.
One more story. So
fire away.
There's a cannabis brand in California, and they're in a bunch of other states. And every year for the Super Bowl, they do a locker, and they put weed in the locker. And this year they said, we want to do some Easter eggs, so we want you to put like secrets inside of the locker. And it was special this year because the Super Bowl is here in New Orleans, and so I had them put a wedding dress in the locker. and so the first page of the first, when you open the locker, it's my jersey, and then hanging up behind my jersey is a wedding dress.
All right. I got one more question.
Yeah.
What are you more surprised by from your playing days to where the world is now, sports betting or the weed policies?
Sports betting. Because sports betting was even worse than weed.
Right.
Know? Right. If you bet, you get banned for life. Weed, you just get 4 games.
Gummies or flower?
I'm a flower person, but if I'm promoting, gummies. You know, when I played football, Kevin O'Neill, our head trainer, would walk down the aisle after away games, and he'd have Ambien and Vicodin, you know? You need any? You need any? I'm saying one day he's going to walk down, he's going to have gummies, right? Tropical or strawberry.
The only danger with the gummies, you got to wait. Because if you're like, yo, this ain't hitting, and then you take another one.
Oh,
you know,
like that.
Outer space. Long night.
I believe in CBD. Do you?
I do.
I take CBD to go play golf. I play a lot of tennis.
Golf.
Like, dude, it turns off the anxious side of your brain, I think.
Yeah, and it relaxes the body. Well, CBD for golf.
He needs more than that.
Yeah. We got that, too.
Tito's, nicotine, all of it. Yo, Ricky, yeah, thank you. Man.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you, brother.
Yeah. Right, really man. Great. Yeah. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to open these phones up.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.